With us in the studio is County Commissioner Fritz Sabagna, and we had a, well, it wasn't a special meeting, but it was started later than usual yesterday, did it?
Yeah, it was a regular scheduled county board meeting, but for some reason it started at noon. I'm not sure why. I kind of think because well, we can wrap this, bring this back to where we're going to end, but yeah. The bond Ehlers and Associates, the bonding agents that the county has worked with for many years, I kind of think it was because they couldn't make the meeting till in the afternoon, so we banked it all together. And so, Jay, if you want to throw some questions at me on that.
Yeah, why don't you? Well, yeah, let's talk about that, because that's a big deal. It's a lot of money.
Well, it is a lot of money. The county bonded passed two bonding resolutions, and one was for $2.175 million in general obligation capital bonds and equipment notes. And what that really is just certain, the highway department does need some equipment. A lot of that stuff has been around for many years, and lots of people could argue that point, I'm sure, but whether you should buy one or not. But, you know, they're 10 to 20 years. They might look good and nice and yellowy orange sometimes, but mechanically some of that stuff is bad, and you can't get anything.
Well, somebody's got to take a beating.
Well, it does take a lot of beating, you know. You know, it does. They're out there, I mean, what 150 days a year or something. Most of those trucks are used, I think, you know, at least. And they're putting on X amount of miles and burning X amount of fuel. The one thing that is kind of beneficial in a sense is a lot of the newer vehicles get a little, I'd say a lot, because everybody who's owned cars knows that you're not always getting what you're told you're going to get in mileage and that kind of thing. But they do get about a half a mile per gallon better mileage, a lot of these newer models, with the they're conditioned to burn a certain type of diesel fuel that it's low sulfur, and it took a few years to get the bugs worked out on that carburation system or whatever injection system that a diesel uses to get that efficiency up. But you start figuring that out over a course of, you know, 5 or 10 trucks per year, and how many miles you're saving a little bit. Besides, you got less repairs. It's all a, you know, it's money in, money out. It's all it ever is anyway.
Well, so, if we want roads, we got to take care of the equipment that takes care of the roads, I guess.
Well, yeah, and it doesn't do any good to have downtime on a truck, because you got the truck that's down, plus the employee sometimes. Right. You got him hanging around because you're kind of promised. You got unions in there, so you have to keep them working. So keep them on the clock at least.
So there was another bond issuance, too.
The other issue was the $9.66 million in taxable general obligation bonds, and this is basically for the rest of the build-out of the community center and whatever other little project comes in behind that. You know, it's we bonded it once or twice already for these 1% projects, mm-hmm. and this would be the last of the 1% projects, you know. So, and that's like I say, $9.6 million. That's quite a bit, but the rate was really reasonable. I got a little chart here. It mm-hmm. kind of goes back to January of '84, and the municipal bond indexes in 1984, the rate was like 11.07%. Okay, January of '84. Okay, now moving forward here to 28 years later, the rate is 3.37%.
Man, that is a drop.
So that's a real drop. Mm-hmm. And you know, people ask that question, is it better to put this 1% money in the bank and wait till you've accumulated mm-hmm. enough money to pay for a $9 million project? Well, okay, so 10 years from now, we'd have enough money to pay for this $9 million project. Okay, the money you pay out in the bond at 3%, 3.37%, you have to weigh the wages going up, the cost of materials and products and all that stuff. Typically in any cyclic economic mm-hmm. system, you've got highs and lows, and they stretch over they're on different cycles. Bonding may be a 30-year or 40-year cycle. You know,
somebody asked,
these are like 3-year cycles, let's say. Yeah. You know, yeah, so yeah.
Somebody asked me the other day, who buys these bonds?
I mean, who bonds. Buys these bonds? Well, you know, living in Grand Marais, there aren't probably any bonding investors, investment companies that buy bonds. But on the $9 million plus bond system here, which was there's a company called Baird, B-A-I-R-D, out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They were the leader in negotiating with 20 other smaller companies or really? Companies that each one on a 1 year, this company like CL King is going to buy this bond. Okay, they'll give money to Baird. Okay, and then next year Coastal Securities will do that. Then
they work that.
And yeah, there's a list here like 20 different. Oh, these bonds for this thing run up to 2035, the year 2035 for the $9 million one, and they run out that long. They can be paid off early, but that's the prorated right. thing, you know. And there's 20 companies underneath there. Each year, the people in the office will say, okay, your turn is up. You agreed to buy these, or the money shuffles, you mm-hmm. know, or they get paid back. You know, or on those kind of things. So it's, I guess there's many of them.
Okay, a couple of minutes left here. CCLAP came, asked for some money for their coordinator. They do that frequently. They get it?
Yeah. Well, no, we tabled that one based on, I guess, last year, I think, if my memory serves me right from yesterday, I think the county contributed $2,000 and the city contributed $2,000 as far as paying for a coordinator for the Cook County Local Energy Project and paying a salary for this person. There's also money coming from five different other agencies too. Mm-hmm. I won't name their names because I don't have the list with me right now. Local funding agencies that people in the county are familiar with that grant money for things, you know, from Duluth up here. But there was kind of a stickler in there. This year, George, who is the leader of that group,
George Wilkes.
Asked for $4,000, and the city, because the city wasn't, I can't remember what they were going to contribute or not contribute, but the number changed, you know. Well, one of the commissioners got a little sticky on that item and said, well, I don't think we should pay $4,000 for this kind of thing. And George had some great explanation as why, because the assessment that's going on locally to burn biomass and supply the downtown business area as well as the government buildings, which are mostly county government buildings, mm-hmm. Along 7 and 7th Highway 7, County 7, most of this is a county endeavor, you know,
yeah,
and the county's
right.
been pushing it, and the supply comes out from around the county. It's not just city, you know, and that. But anyway, that we just tabled it till the next meeting because we only had three members of the board because two of the other board members had other commitments. Mm-hmm. We tabled that issue and personally, I think we should contribute to that because we can't just be beholding to the major corporations of this country all the time on everything we do.
Well, and as you point out, it's a lot of county infrastructure that would benefit from it.
Well, it would benefit and put some people to work locally. I mean, mm-hmm. Most important thing, if it puts five people to work supplying biomass and one mechanic, you know, on fixing trucks, that's the kind of thing I think what government and private industry work together doing very well. And so,
okay, well, Fritz, we are out of time, but I want to thank you for stopping by. We've been talking with Commissioner Fritz Sabania, and also thanks for talking about bonding, because you know most people's eyes glaze over, and I think I'm a little clearer on it. So thanks for that information, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you, Jay.